done got over, I'm so glad. Done got over, so glad. Done got over, done got over at last.
This episode of the Sing Out Radio Magazine is brought to you by Smithsonian Folkways Recordings. Lead Belly, the Smithsonian Folkways Collection, the new in-depth box set dedicated to the influential American folk and blues music icon. It's available in stores February 24th, and it's a beautiful coffee table style book with 140 pages of essays and photographs, along with 108 tracks on 5 CDs with extensive song notes. 16 of the songs are unreleased, including I'm So Glad I Done Got Over, which you're hearing in the background now. If you have the Grammy-winning Woody Guthrie at 100, this is the second in a series and is equally impressive. Listeners of the Sing Out podcast can save 20% on the set, as well as a special package, including a limited edition Lead Belly poster and a t-shirt, by entering the code SINGOUTLED at folkways.si.edu. That's SINGOUTLEAD, all one word, at folkways.si.edu, home of Smithsonian Folkways Recordings, the nonprofit record label of the National Museum. Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music comes from Peter Lang and his CD, The Thing at the Nursery Room Window. We heard Muggy Friday. Back in the good old days of the late 1960s, I used to visit about 5 different record stores each week. Around 1967, I noticed that the folk music section began to change. Sure, there were still Pete Seeger and Joan Baez records, but there began to be a new crop of recordings from artists like Tim Buckley, Laura Nero, and bands like Circus Maximus and the Youngbloods. Folk music reflected the changing times and influence of the West Coast psychedelic scene. This week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we'll begin a 2-part feature entitled Tie-Dyed Folk, focusing on the new approach to acoustic music in the late 1960s with influences from San Francisco and the UK. Next week in Part 2, we'll focus on this new sound as it was interpreted in the UK with a different set of influences. Let's open the program with Summer of Love from Pete Nelson on his recording The Restless Boys Club on Signature Sounds. The lyrics have always brought back bittersweet memories for me as a 15-year-old in 1967. Tie-Dyed Folk on this week's Sing Out Radio Magazine.
When I was 15 and a man of the world, I was madly in love with a Catholic girl. She had gray Irish eyes, the whitest of teeth, and a body that left the whole neighborhood weak. It was a body a fully grown woman should have. In the spring of her years, in the summer of love, so for gentlemen callers, she'd a dozen or more. though I was the one her dad let in the door. And in the small hours, the whole town asleep, I used to crawl out my window and climb down my tree. And I'd light up a lucky as I walked to her house, or I'd climb to her window to lure her out. We'd go down to the park where we'd lie in the grass, talk about life that flew by so fast. And sometimes she'd kiss me, and sometimes she'd let me touch her in the dark where I hadn't touched yet. But sometimes at her window I thought I would die, she'd already be out with some other guy. I'd sing, "Sean, where have you gone? It's 1968, the Beatles are on. Got 9 cigarettes that should last us till dawn. Oh, Sean, where have you gone?" There was Bobby and Barry and Paul and Jim and Rick, and you were so friendly I was literally sick. But when we were alone, I was more or less lost, and I'd do what you told me, whatever the cost. Sometimes it'd come help when you'd babysit kids. For all that we knew, they were dead in their cribs. It was late in October, I think, when I heard everybody was talking and spreading the word. "Hey, did you hear? Sean's pregnant. She's keeping the kid. She's not telling anyone who the guy is." When I saw you, I didn't know quite what to say, though I wasn't the only one speechless that day. A week later we learned that you dropped out of school, and all your old suitors were playing it cool. So I went to your house, and I climbed up your tree, and all that I knew was it couldn't be me. But you had left town, you never came back. Later we learned the baby was black. "Sean, where have you gone? It's 1968 and the Beatles are on. I've got 9 cigarettes that should last us till dawn. Oh, Sean, where have you gone?" Now it's 20 years later and I'm still the guy with the flyaway hair and the smoke in his eye. It's our high school reunion and everyone's here, playing down the effects of the drugs and the beer. We are balding and gray, overweight or just tired. So is the rock and roll band someone hired. Rick and Barry, Paul, Jim and Bob are all happy and healthy, though Jim lost his job. We are married with children and mortgages too. We can't believe all the things we used to do. Can still sing along to that song by the Birds, though it's harder each year to remember the words. We can look back and laugh, the memories are warm. We can still raise a glass to the old blue and orange. But the music is playing a song from that year, and all I can think is that you should be here. Because while we wax nostalgic or wistful or sad, still we celebrate something that you never had. A chance to grow slowly, a chance to find peace. You became an adult in just 36 weeks. And while we were enjoying the time to be young, you were somewhere alone taking care of your son. It's not mine to say, to forgive or forget, and I wouldn't presume that you're full of regrets. But I wish you could see how we've turned into men now that we're all reunited again. And I wish I could see you, though I can't make amends for abandoning you when you needed your friends. And I wish I could know that you're doing all right, 'cause your name has come up several times tonight. It was a magical mystery tour we were on, and a long winding road we're still traveling, Sean. When I was 15 and a man of the world, I was madly in love with a Catholic girl.
Been out sailing in a decade full of dreams, and he takes her to a schooner, and he treats her like a queen, bearing beads from California with her amber stones and green. He has called her from the harbor, he has kissed her with his freedom, he has heard her off to starboard in the breaking and the breathing of the water weeds, while she was busy being free. There's a man who's climbed a mountain and he's calling out her name, and he hopes her heart can hear. 3,000 miles he calls again. He can think of there beside him, he can miss her just the same. He has missed her in the forest, while he showed her all the flowers, and the branches sang the chorus as he climbed the scaly towers of a forest tree, while she was somewhere being free. There's a man who sent a letter and he's waiting for reply. He has asked her of her travels since the day they said goodbye. He writes, "Wish you were beside me, we can make it if we try." He has seen her at the office with her name on all his papers. Through the sharing of the prophets, he will find it hard to shake her from his memory. And she's so busy being free. There's a lady in the city and she thinks she loves them all. There's the one who's thinking of her, there's the one who sometimes calls, there's the one who writes her letters with his facts and figures scrawled. She has brought them to her senses, they have laughed inside her laughter. Now she rallies her defenses, for she fears that one will ask her for eternity,
for eternity.
And she's so busy being free. There's a man who sends her medals, he is bleeding from the war. There's a jouster and a jester and a man who owns a store. There's a drummer and a dreamer, and you know there may be more. She will love them when she sees them, they will lose her if they follow, and she only means to please them, and her heart is full and hollow like a cactus tree, while she's so busy being a cactus tree.
all your jewelry and your lace. Count all the shoes beneath your bed. And while you're counting all those things in your head, try and rest the sorrow from your face. When you were young, you courted all the pretty boys and laughed aloud with ones they knew. And soon you walked and talked and you thought just like them too. And now you wonder, oh, what's become of you. Count all your jewelry and your lace. Count all the shoes beneath your bed. And while you're counting all those things in your head, try and rest the sorrow from your face. When you chose one to be your husband for your life, you weighed his good points by his gain. His promise, security, 'twas filled and you felt fine. But now in your age, those mellow years won't sustain. Count all your jewelry and your lace. Count all the shoes beneath your bed. And while you're counting all those things in your head, try and rest the sorrow from your face. Now for imagination, why you seek out the one who live a life of dreams they have no gifts to share, and you've nothing for no one. Just watch the colors fading as you start to will. Count all your jewelry and your lace. Count all the shoes beneath your bed. And while you're counting all those things in your head, try and rest the sorrow from your face.
We're turning back the clock a bit this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, back to around 1967, and we just heard Circus Maximus. That was a band which featured Jerry Jeff Walker. In fact, he was singing lead on Fading Lady, one of his tunes. That's from the recording Circus Maximus on Vanguard Records from 1967. And before that, from the recording produced by David Crosby, Song to a Seagull from Joni Mitchell, we heard Cactus Tree. That's on Reprise Records. And we let off that set with a new tune all about, well, brings back memories of 1967 and 1968, Summer of Love from Pete Nelson and the Restless Boys Club on Signature Sounds Records. Back in 1968, as soon as I could drive, I borrowed my mom's car. It was an old blue Corvair. And I would head to a coffee house in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania that would be operating almost every night during the summer and on the weekends during the fall and the winter. And I heard a lot of music I had never heard before. It's the first place I ever heard any music written by Tim Buckley. I had no idea about what this stuff was with these amazing lyrics and long tunes on top of it. I went to the fellow who was playing it and said, "What was that? Was that your song?" He says, "Oh, no, man, that was Tim Buckley's." Here's Morning Glory from Goodbye and Hello from Tim Buckley on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
I lit my purest candle close to my window, hoping it would catch the eye of any vagabond who passed it by. And I waited in my fleeting house. Before he came, I felt him drawing near. And as he neared, I felt the ancient fear that he had come to wound my door and jeer. And I waited in my fleeting house. Tell me stories, I call to the hobo. Stories of cold, I smile at the hobo. Stories of old, I knelt to the hobo. Stood before my fleeting house. No, said the hobo, no more tales of time. Don't ask me now to wash away the grime. I can't come in, 'cause it's too high a climb. And he walked away from my fleeting house. Can you be damned, I scream to the hobo. Leave me alone, I left to the hobo. Turn into stone, I melt to the hobo. Walked away from my fleeting house.
She's gone. If she stays, she stays here. The girl does what she wants to do.
She knows what she wants to do, and I know I'm faking it. I'm not really making it. Such a dubious soul, and a walk in the garden wears me down. Tangled in the fallen vines, picking up the punchlines, I've just been faking it, not really making it. Is there any danger? No, no, not really. Just lean on me. Take a time to treat your friendly neighbors honestly. I've just been faking it, not really making it. Faking it, I still haven't shaken it. Prior to this lifetime, I sure you was a tailor. Look at me.
Have you had a busy day?
I own the tailor's face and hands. I'm the tailor's face and hands. I know I'm faking it, I'm not really making it. This feeling of faking it, I still haven't shaken it. I know I'm faking it, I'm not really making it.
Where there are no sidewalks, my wife, my baby. And every Sunday we go to the ocean and sit in the sunshine with beautiful strangers. And oh, how my heart is aching for Nancy. Every summer in western Wisconsin, a thousand miles from the sea. Every summer in western Wisconsin, a thousand miles from the sea.
This is the Sing Out radio magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1514. And remember, we're also available on iTunes. This is the Sing Out radio magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from Peter Lang and his recording The Thing at the Nursery Room Window. And we heard a tune called Adair's Song. That's on Tacoma Records. This week and next, we're listening to what I call tie-dyed folk. Folk music as it changed in around 1967 up until the early 1970s. And we heard the band Rosebud, which was made up of Judy Henske and Jerry Yester, and a few other folks as well. From their self-titled recording from 1971, we heard Western Wisconsin. That was on Warner Brothers Records. And before that, from Bookends by Simon and Garfunkel, one of my very favorite of their recordings, Fakin' It. And an interesting sidebar to that particular tune is that the woman who speaks in that part, comes into the shop, is Beverly Martin, John Martin's wife. Fakin' It from Bookends from Simon and Garfunkel on Columbia. And we let off that set with Tim Buckley from Goodbye and Hello and Morning Glory. That's from 1967. When I received a copy of Tales of 69 from Arlo Guthrie a few years back, the notes that came with the CD stated that he really didn't know when he recorded this. It was a live recording. But when I looked it up online before doing the show, they seemed to think it was recorded in 1969 on Long Island on his way to Woodstock. This is sort of the further adventures of that motorcycle tale from Arlo Guthrie, Tales of 69, on the Sing Out radio magazine.
So I went up and I saw Ray. There was only one thing Ray could say was I. don't want a pickle. Just wanna ride my motorcycle, and I don't want a tickle. I'd rather ride my motorcycle, and I don't wanna die. Just wanna ride my motorcycle. Everybody ought to sing it. We'll try it. I don't want a pickle. Just want to ride my motorcycle. And I don't want a tickle. I'd rather ride my motorcycle, and I don't want to die. Just want to ride my motorcycle. That was all right. That's weird. I always could complain before. So you'll sing it worse the next time. But before you sing it worser, I must explain how the song came about. By that time you'll be very tired and bored, and it'll really sound funky and good. It was about the time I was riding my motorcycle down a mountain road at 150 miles an hour, playing a guitar. Bob was in the sidecar with the bass. It was very strange. The bass had a little wheel on the bottom of it, and he was holding it outside. We hit a drain. The wheel went in the drain. And it stayed there. The bass was in Bob's hands, and his hands stayed around the bass. Bob's feet and his unmentionables were in the sidecar, and they stayed there. As a result, we made a very definite turn off the road. We were going over a cliff. It was weird. We were doing 150 miles an hour and 500 feet down at the same time. I looked down. I said, wow, some trip. I knew it was my last trip. And in my last remaining seconds in the world, I decided to write one last farewell song to the world. Took out a pen, piece of paper, sat back and thought a while, and eventually the words came to me. I don't want a pickle, just want to ride a motorcycle. And I don't want a tickle, I'd rather ride a motorcycle. And I don't want to die, just want to ride a motorcycle. Well, I knew it wasn't the best song that I ever wrote, but I didn't have time to change it. It's coming down mighty fast. But as fate would have it, I didn't die. I landed on the top of a police car, and he died. Thank you. Anyway, we drove into town playing the motorcycle song. We came into town at a screaming 175 miles an hour. Came around the corner, stopped the bike went around by the corner by itself, went up on a stand by itself, we got off. Walked up to a friend of ours, he was eating a pickle. It was a very weird meeting. We were very tired and uptight. A friend of ours was an undercover agent eating a pickle, but we knew that from before. His pickle was weird and microphoned. I mean, we never saw a pickle with a cord hanging out of it before. I heard you had some trouble yesterday. Was 26 kids got busted? Wow. A few from here. That's groovy. I mean, it's not really groovy for you, but it's groovy for whoever busted them, I suppose. Maybe to get paid more or something. We're honored tonight by having the busters here in the audience. I'm glad you dig them. Maybe they won't bust you. Maybe they will. Anyway, what we're gonna do is sing the song again. Like you really didn't want a pickle. And if you sing it really groovy with good vibes, every time that you see the cop that's gonna bust you, he'll be singing, "I don't want a pickle," and you'll know that he's the guy. Turn all your vibes onto the fuzz tonight as we launch into another episode of I don't want a pickle, just want to ride on my motorcycle. Don't want a tickle, I'd rather ride on my motorcycle. And I don't want to die, I just want to ride on my motorcycle. Thank you.
If you're at all like me, sometimes you acquire a recording and you're not sure if you really like it or not. Well, when I first got New York Tendaberry all those many years ago by Laura Nyro, I really wasn't sure. And I didn't listen to it for a very long time, and one day I pulled it out, and oh my gosh, everything became clear. That was Gibson Street from New York Tendaberry from Laura Nyro. She recorded that in October of 1968. And before that, recorded in 1969, right before Woodstock, we heard the unbelievable Motorcycle Tale from Arlo Guthrie's Tales of 69, and that's on Rising Sun Records. And the bass player he refers to is a fellow named Bob Atkins. When I first heard Surrealistic Pillow from the Jefferson Airplane, I really enjoyed the recording, but there wasn't much I could latch onto until I heard Embryonic Journey, Jorma's classic tune. Here's Jorma Kaukonen from Surrealistic Pillow and Embryonic Journey on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Is the day your fire. Well, I guess you're leaving soon. I can't go on,
I can't go on
without you. It's useless to try to love you so good.
What a pretty tune. That was 805 from Moby Grape. And if you ever want to read about a band that had probably the worst luck in the history of music, read a little bit about Moby Grape. Through their bad management deals and all kinds of other things that befell them, a wonderful band never quite lived up to their expectations. 805. That's on a little collection of theirs called Listen, My Friends, The Best of Moby Grape. That was from 1967. And before that, from Elephant Mountain, the recording by the Youngbloods, featuring Jesse Colin Young, Joe Bauer, and Banana, we heard Darkness, Darkness. That's from 1969, and that was produced by Charlie Daniels on RCA Records. And we let off that set with the Jefferson Airplane from Surrealistic Pillow, actually Jorma Kaukonen alone, with Embryonic Journey from back in February of 1967. Hope you've enjoyed part one of Tie-Dyed Folk this week. Next week, we're going to take a trip to England and listen to some of the folk music that was influenced by the psychedelic times of the late 60s. We'll hear some music from the Incredible String Band, as well as Chad and Jeremy and Donovan, and even a band called Fat Mattress. Might even throw in some Beatles and Rolling Stones as well. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1514.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song,